Foxcore Sassy Still Publishing Magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
What's up? You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9. This is Soul Sandwich. This is Rachel, Soul Plane pilot and senior music coordinator extraordinaire.
Yeah.
What's up? And we got our regular host.
I guess we could call us regular. I don't know. We're kind of crazy. It's Rohit. Rohit, if you want to be.
Rotom.
Canadian Rosef, about Rohit. It. You could be Rosef. Joheat Rosef, which is my evil twin that nobody is supposed to know about. Shout outs to evil twin Joheat Rosef. And we also got
Ola in the house.
I'm
in here just finishing the really long assignment just like a few hours ago.
That student struggle. All three of us were complaining about staying in one place on this campus all day.
I was just chilling in one room and I felt like I needed a change of scenery, so I came on the show.
Not to mention you actually have a show to host on the
just casually came to the studio.
I just felt like doing a radio show. Oh wait, I actually have a radio show. I had to realize Rachel reminded us me at least. I had a radio show. She's like, yo, I got this playlist on lockdown.
I got this dope playlist.
So that's why, Rachel, you are the Soul Plane
pilot,
sandwich chef, master sandwich maker.
I don't mean to
put you in some kind of demeaning stereotypical role of a woman making sandwiches, but
I feel that.
I
didn't even see that angle.
I know. I look into all the layers, bro.
Yo, Rohit's got it. That J school power, man. Just objectivity right there.
Yo, but before you take over, our colleague John Q, who's been a guest on the show many times,
and a long time listener,
kindly reminded us that a special person is in Vancouver tonight and is getting real hype, the people who are going to the show are going to experience a holy sort of turned up.
Wow.
Turned up.
Okay. Who is this person?
That's still a word, man.
This person who I've just hyped up and originally hated. I hated this guy.
Oh.
But I've come to love him and this one song by him. It's all it takes. His name is Keith Ape. He is a Korean hip-hop artist / trap artist.
Trap artist, man.
And I have to say, after listening to Itji Ma, which is the song I'm talking about, after listening to that multiple times, I have fallen in love with it. It is a beautiful trap song. As beautiful as a trap song can get, it is pretty damn beautiful.
Wow.
And it's guaranteed to get you like really hyped.
I'm excited, guys.
Wow. Yeah,
you guys
are
really like
hyped
it up.
We are about to start with that. So you have two versions to choose from. I'll let you guys choose which one.
The remix.
Exactly.
Two remixes.
There's an original. Oh, and there's a remix. There's a new remix now too.
Yeah, man.
Oh my goodness, it is hot.
With ASAP Ferg and Like a Flock of Flame with Anderson .Paak.
Oh, Anderson .Paak is on the new one. So there's one that basically has Anderson .Paak and that doesn't. Out of the two remixes. So there's the original. I think we're going to have to go with the original, though.
Let's keep it OG.
You know why? Because you get to hear like Korean and Japanese rap in one track. And that's pretty cool.
The guy who I need to remember, maybe it's Jay All Day.
I think he's the Japanese rapper. I forget. I'm just trying to remember.
Luta. Oh.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cool Korean and Japanese artists here. Yeah, JL Day, Luta, Occasion, and Ko. Yeah, sweet rappers. Let's start off with the hype. Tonight, if you want to catch Keith Ape, where can you go? Where can somebody look this up? Let's tell the people in case
you're the
somehow,
one that's supposed to know this, man.
I don't know.
You're hyping him up and you can't even tell us where
seasons,
to go.
Man? It's the Seasons Festival. So there's great music happening all this Easter weekend. I'm gonna go
for
to a
Blueprint,
show.
Right?
Blueprint, yeah. Where's the venue?
Keith Ape at venue.
At venue.
Yeah.
Venue. Oh,
The venue nightclub. At venue.
That is the venue.
That's the venue, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's sold out, of course. So, folks, if you're lucky enough to be heading there tonight, you know, good luck. I hope you just survive this level of turnt that you're about to get. Like, I hope you don't get, like, too turnt.
Well, they said additional tickets will be available at the door.
At the door. So, but I bet you there's going to be a stampede at that
exactly.
door.
So,
guys, let's hit it right now. Keith Ape, It G Ma. Let's get it on.
Squash it. Ichima. Woo! On the water squat. Squat. Your dirty moment cap. Squat, squat, squat. All can ninjas go ramble, 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 ramble. Ichima. Woo! On the water squat. Squat, squat. Your dirty moment cap. All can ninjas go rapple. Ichima, ichima, 우리가 ichiba. Bichina, bichina, 우리가 bichina. 신경 꺼, 너는 너. 나는 나 with the killer whales 나게 비고 돈이어서 수영 C-O-H-O-R-T with the cohort patties boys motherfucker fucker 주둥이 my fucking fucker 너는 너 나는 나 받아들여 어서 너는 남들 욕할 때 나는 돈 벌러 너 미소니 저러하니까 막히니 kiss ay. 神を祝えまた次の行くさに行く hey, 広げる世界地図 Damn ninjas on the mission 邪魔者は容赦なく切る死ぬ生きるかけてりゃ当然の義務見てみ気分、hey. 人は最後 lonely 残せるものは大いにこうしたことないこの一生に Hey motherfucker you can feel my pain 酔いはしてないわけそりゃ死んだメジャー追いかけてこない Tinkerbell Lotta chicks want him It's my On the water squat 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 Your dirty moment cap Squat 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 All can ninjas go rapper, 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 rapper. Bitch, I'm zombie. 너무 마신 싸구려 coding. 여전히 몸엔 coming. Camo down, you know it going. 하루에 내 넘어 the motherfucking name. 난 욕조에 누워 쇼핑해. 누가 babe, 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 babe. Kiss eight, bitch, my killer whale, killer whale, killer whale, killer whale, killer whale. 수영해, 수영해, 수영해. 우리 곧 돈으로 수용해 너네 컴퓨터로 구경해 너네 삶까지 내가 주연해 그니까 잊지 마네 이름 절대로 잊지 마네 팀은 잊지 마 절대는 이름 잊지 마 절대는 팀은 원국에서 우리 인심 그래 잊지 마 I'm a motherfucking trendsetter All my shit very rare Never seen a map you 믿지 마 너네 오빠 돈을 벌긴 개뿔 개소리야 개소리야 돈을 벌긴 개뿔 huh? 여전히 몸엔 캐모 상어 가죽 걸친 채로 여기는 강남대로 골목길 들어가면 우주로 걸음 안에 평화 주머니 안에 놀보 전환해 정신은 돌고 돌아 서재 자리기면 안 the water squat. 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 Your dirty moment count. Scrap, scrap, scrap. All can ninjas go rapper. 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 Never, never, never forget.
Never forget.
Bobo e toke. Wasle luna. Are kore sore. Tai set na no dore. いらないもの捨てちゃおう。いるものだけありゃ幸せなのかもしれないだろう。うん、ありがとう。
ありがとう。
俺は俺の足で歩く。綺麗な靴。また汚しまくる。シューレース外す。エアフォースワン。それかボロいコンバースと重たいかはジャンで。気分はロックスター。チューインガムを噛みながら聴いてるブルーハーツ。もうやりたくないことやってる暇はね。やりたくないことやってる暇はねって言ってたマーシー。田代じゃない過去の話すんのダサいから昔のこと忘れちゃったらいい。
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR. Soul Sandwich.
Sandwich
on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, it's your homeboys and home gal, Rohit, Ola, and Rachel.
Sup. Sup,
fam. Yeah, it's Minority Report up in here.
Actually, once again.
It's almost guaranteed.
Back to like one third again.
This is pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
Some pretty cool.
I mean, if we were to be proportional to Vancouver's population, like it would have to be a fraction of you, and like double of Rachel.
Fair enough, actually, yeah.
Double of Rachel.
Double of me. That makes
me
sense.
Me as one, I think makes sense. And then we need like another two white people. And
yeah, true.
One and a half Filipino. I don't know. We'd have to do quite a lot.
The whole station in here.
Yeah,
we'll be good.
But we've had a pretty good habit of bringing like people from different cultures every time to the show as much as we can. You know, getting special guest hosts.
Even our music is diverse.
And speaking of which, we've had. Dude, that was a really
was
good,
amazing,
freaking
man.
Segue. Because what we just played, what you just heard, was Keith Ape. Keith Ape, also known as I don't know if I'll say his name
Dong
right.
Hyun.
Dong Hyun Lee. He's a Korean.
I mean, that's his real name. I mean.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Not his real name. That's his legal name.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is like probably the most famous South Korean trap artist because last year he released Itjima, which is what we just played for you, and that was actually such a big hit. It was. Picked as number 5 on the K-pop 2015 top, the 2015 top songs. And on top of that, like, he got featured at South by Southwest. Other rappers, from America were actually welcoming him, except for OG Mako, I think that's how you say his name. He was saying that this was cultural appropriation, which, you know, he had a little bit of fair
it's kind of
points.
A fair criticism.
If you see the music video... Yeah. Keith Ape basically acts like a stereotype of, you know, black trap artists. But I mean, to be honest, though, like the music, though, in it was so good.
Like, I feel like it does justice. It almost, I mean, for me, anyways.
There might like be. There's definitely some problematic cultural appropriation going on here.
But I feel like it stays true to the spirit.
But
it,
you definitely.
Even though he uses it to sell a lot of records and make a lot of money.
But he's definitely underground. He's not like some. He only became big because of this song. He was, but he was underground before that. And, you know, he was trying to start. I mean, like, he's one of the few Korean trap artists. There's not that many of them. And, you know, so in a way, he's pretty unique. And, like, he's pretty authentic, I think. In his love for that music.
Yeah.
But what did you think, Rachel? This was your first time ever hearing it.
Besides it being dank beats,
you know?
You know
what? I'm going to be straight up. I'm going to be honest. I am not a fan of trap. Like,
at all?
Drag me, but like I'm not a fan.
Drag her.
No, to be honest, I'm with
me,
Rachel.
Me neither, yeah.
I'm not such a big fan of trap either.
I mean,
but
like,
but is it because of the beats or is it because of like the vocal flow, like lyrics, like or lack thereof?
Or lack thereof.
I think it's the lack thereof. I think you got me there. And I
want to
say that. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like a. You know, I stay true to the 90s hip-hop. Like, Lauryn Hill has a special place in my heart. Like, all of that.
Lauryn Hill's bae, though. I mean,
Lauryn Hill is my everything, right?
But
this one, it was nasty, like, in a good way. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was pretty cool.
I'm going to use that in all my Yelp reviews. I'm like, nasty in a good way.
Yeah, no, but it's true. It took me a little bit of getting used to because...
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought, this is kind of like Koreans and Japanese just trying to do trap. Ha ha ha, this is kind of like silly. Why is this so popular? Why am I saying Ijima? Why am I saying Underwater Squad repeatedly? I'm saying that was like the lyrics in the song, Underwater Squad. And speaking of which, this actually freakishly relates to some to an experience I had today. Because he mentions orca ninjas or some shit like that. Like Underwater Squad, like they're killer whale. He even says killer whale.
And they have like
whale,
weird orca sounds in the background.
So no joke, I was on a ferry this morning. I was coming from Victoria. I went to Victoria to do some work. And then on the way back on this ferry, the captain of the ferry says, oh, there's a pod of orcas actually by the port side of the ship, so check it out. And I mean, you see, like, never have I seen a whole ferry come to life, like, get all, like, turned up, like, literally for this sighting of an orca pod. And I myself also was like, I was, like, in a mid-nap, and I heard that. I'm like,
orcas
oh my God.
Are great, man. Orcas are, like...
I didn't get to see them, though. I missed it, but you know what? I made up for it by playing this Underwater Squad, you know? I just had to share that story because it's like
it's a great story. No, it's an amazing story, bro.
Because it's freakishly related to what we just played. All right, so my contribution will end there for now in terms of music. We'll come back to another season's artist who is playing this Sunday to get your groove on. But before that, before we get to that, let's hear from Rachel.
Yeah.
You got a whole bunch of tracks lined up. What do you want to share with us
first? What up, son?
Whoa. All right. I guess it's my turn.
Your turn to shine.
It's my turn to shine. I mean, I got a couple of really, really sick tracks.
But what do you want to start with?
What do I want to start? I don't know if I should start with the best one. Okay. If y'all were tuning in last week, we were talking about Kaytranada.
And how often. I don't think they need.
We play him way too
often. He's our go-to baby. He's our go-to baby. And
I don't know if he'd appreciate being called a baby.
I don't know.
He has a kind of like.
But he does have a very young face.
Yeah, he has a baby face.
I can't imagine that guy looking.
He's pretty young, man.
How old is he?
He's probably like 25, 26.
He's in his 20s. Like, he's pretty young.
He's our age, then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
our age. Okay.
If y'all weren't living under a rock, you may have heard that Kaytranada is gonna drop his new album soon on May 6th. 99.9%. Yeah, 99.
What up to the 0.1%?
I actually got some intel on that. So okay. I was he actually released. Okay, so the song is called Bus Ride, and he released it on a radio show on BBC. So this was exclusive. It's on a SoundCloud now.
World premiere.
Yeah, exactly. So he was talking about how it's called 99.9% because he's never 100% satisfied with his music. There's always room to grow. So that was why he called it that. Yeah.
Damn.
Interesting. Just as a quick correction, he's actually 23, which means he's like probably even more of a baby than we thought
he
was.
My God, he's younger. He's younger than me, and he's done so much.
Don't sell yourself short, Ruben.
Oh man, no, come on though. 23. This guy is a global sensation on the DJ electronic scene. This is mad. Man, Canada doesn't know what it has sometimes.
If it makes you feel better, most of like the big, like, you know, phenomenal prodigies usually make their best music before they turn 16 or something. So I mean, wait, actually, that wasn't supposed to make you. That doesn't actually make me feel better in any way. No, I just realized that that's actually making me feel worse.
Anyways, going away from the shame of our lack of accomplishments.
Existential crisis on Soul Sandwich here, you know, it's all good.
Existential sandwich, yeah. All these sandwiches being made today. Bus Ride, is that the song you're going to share with us?
Yeah, Bus Ride is the first track, and then I got another Canadian upcoming sensation.
Ooh,
you probably
that?
Heard of him, Daniel Caesar.
Yeah.
R&B artist from Toronto, from the six, as Drake would say. Yeah, you know, I just think that, like, Canada, East Coast has got, like, the R&B, hip-hop, like, it's all, they're cranking it out of there, East Coast. I mean, West Coast is more, we got the indie scene here, but, I mean, I don't see a lot of hip-hop, but.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, it's going to take.
It's still growing. Rohi's going to be the one of the first people to blow up, man.
Well, I don't know, I'm not the one rapping, I'm just, like, making, like, you know, the beats, like, the. But you know, like that's only one small step.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
So we ain't even seen nothing yet. That's what he's saying.
That was just like
a sample.
Yeah, that's like a striptease, man. Yeah. You, like,
do not get the full experience. You have to come. You have to come to a class act show for that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. We'll let you know when that happens. Right?
Oh, there will be one on April 1st, yo. More details to come. Yeah. No joke. It's on Jokes Day. Like, it's on Jokes Day.
Yeah.
Anyways, though, let us go to Bus Ride with Kate Renata. This sounds like a sick track.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll have Daniel Caesar.
Yeah. Paradise by Daniel Caesar.
Yeah. Back to back. So here come the sick tracks right here on Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory. Enjoy,
here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9. It's your soul plane pilot, Rachel. We're broadcasting live for the UBC Vancouver campus on unceded Musqueam territory.
That's right.
Welcome back.
Yeah, and what did we just have there, Rachel?
So we just listened to the first track was Bus Ride by Catronata off of his new album, 99.9%. And the second track was Paradise by Daniel Caesar. Off Pilgrim's Paradise.
Yeah.
Nice night.
Hope
we
you
were just
it.
We were just talking about Daniel Caesar and his voice because I was reminded.
Are we gonna talk about?
I think so.
Let's do it.
Well, because like I was getting Frank Ocean vibes, but then you guys were like, well, not exactly, you know, not. And then Rachel brought up the point. he's kind of childish. And then and I was like, what do you mean by childish? Like child, like literally like childish Gambino, actually. And then Ola came with the quip of like some kind of, he got all scientific, in fact, and brought in like the future of science and reproduction technology. Ola, what was this? Because we were trying to describe how Childish Gambino and Frank Ocean, if they made a baby, it would be Daniel Caesar in terms of vocal baby, you know? Like
vocal baby. Like vocal if we baby, yeah. Isolate
yeah.
The,
yeah.
the genes for vocals.
Yeah, yeah. But what I said was like the proportion is different, right? It's basically like it's basically more like one third of it is Frank Ocean and two thirds of it is like Childish Gambino. And what I was talking about was kind of like three parent. It's kind of like it's this new thing. It's in the UK or something. It's called mitochondrial donation. And it's basically like you basically use a third party's, you know, fertilization. A third party's DNAs to like fill in the missing DNA from a baby or something. I don't know how to really explain this better, but it's like, yeah, it's
just
really,
love watching.
It's really weird. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know, but it's legal. It was legalized in 2015.
You know what? You actually did a better job when you were just explaining it like before, like without looking at the wiki page. Because I'm sorry, folks. Full transparency. Ola's now looking at the wiki page.
Whereas, I'm just
when
staring at it.
When
man.
You weren't staring at it and just trying to explain it to, you know, homies in the studio.
Okay.
You had a better explanation.
So there are kids that are born with like mitochondrial like diseases, right?
Okay.
Things that like they were like born with certain things missing because of certain.
This is what you were getting at. Yeah.
Certain like DNA. Not mitochondrial. Chromosomes and all that kind of stuff are missing from like their DNA and everything, right? And it turns out that like you can use a third party's DNA through like vitro fertilization to fill in that additional lost DNA.
See, now that makes sense.
Yeah, so it makes basically you have three parents and it's like a legal thing in the UK right now.
So the third one could potentially offset like a genetic
any genetic disease.
Right.
Disease. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Wow.
Specifically, actually, well, it's called mitochondrial disease. Like, what's the? Is there a difference between that and a genetic condition, or are they kind of the same?
Well,
by any chance,
I think they're kind of the same. I'm not sure exactly, but like, it's usually stuff like diabetes and like, you know, deafness, heart disease, liver disease.
Oh, so it covers
problems.
It covers a
broad range of stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, just basically just trying to like cover up all those like diseases that like one in 1,000 kids might get or something.
Damn.
So
this is good science.
Yeah.
Yo, we're dropping science knowledge right here on Soul
Sandwich.
But
we have to wonder about the ethics of it, right?
Yeah. Well, of course. But
so.
You know, it's that's just something cool I didn't even know about. Thank you, Ola, for sharing that.
Man, you're welcome. So basically what we meant was like, you know, like Frank Ocean is one of those.
Oh yeah. And going back to what we were talking about, Frank Ocean and
Childish Gambino is like two of the parents in that case. So
yeah.
It's like it works out in the end.
Yeah. Who would be the third parent then? Who contributes a little bit of vocal to that to make that Daniel Caesar? Like I wonder who'd be the third.
I don't know. Oh, well, you guys can call that.
Let's call it in
and like tell us who the third child in Daniel Caesar's voice is.
Or third parent.
Third parent.
Yes.
That's what I mean. In
cool.
Hypothetical birth.
Ola,
scenario.
What do you have to offer us today in terms of music?
Don't put me on the spot, bro. Don't put me on the spot.
You know, the cord has been passed.
Well, I kind of prepared a kind of list. There's this band, not band, this group that they kind of make their instruments, and I think I just play them like in 2012, 2013, and they're called Wintergarten. I think you've heard them before. They had songs like Tornado, and they had a lot of great songs. They basically make the machines and then just let it like roll. I don't know if you've ever seen their videos on YouTube before, but like I'm gonna play that first.
So actually, no, this sounds interesting.
Yeah, the first song is called Marble Machine, and then I had Jazz Cartier on here, and with his song I Know. He's from Toronto, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian artist. I think New Religion? Help me out, Rachel.
What?
Jazz Cartier?
Sorry, I don't know the artist, man.
Oh, so God. Okay, cool. Well, you're the person supposed to like know this shit, man.
I know.
Dude.
Actually, you're supposed to know this shit.
I'm sorry.
You put it on your playlist,
I'm sorry.
Man.
I knew my stuff.
Know your own playlist. All right, well, what are you looking up for Jazz Cartier?
Yeah, okay, so he's a Canadian rapper. Born Toronto, Ontario.
East Coast, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
hip
hop rapper.
Let's be real. It's because like that's where most of the black population in Canada lives, right?
They
are the ones. they have shouldered the burden of having to carry Canada's hip hop scene. But awesome. Thank you, Toronto, for somehow being the survivor, the champion of Canadian hip hop, Jazz Cartier. Yeah.
If you have heard Hotel, I don't know if you've heard Hotel.
No. But
New
I feel
Religion.
Like you have. You've definitely played New a Religion. Track from them before.
And
now
they're just like hot. All these hot like hip hop tracks,
Sick.
So I'm gonna play I Know from him, and I think he's like singing to a girl in this song, or I don't know. But
let's hear back to back.
Yeah, we'll hear Wintergatan with Marble Machine, and we have Jazz Cartier with I Know. So
yeah, let's kick
let's
it
go.
Right here on Soul Sandwich, folks. Check it out.
that you might. I know what you know. I know what you see. You know what I got, but I know what you need. I know you should give me a chance. You know I just want you to dance. I'm in and out of the city. I just had a show out in France. Just give me the time and the place and I'm gone. I just want to know in advance. I heard you a diva, you live like a DJ. You're not overtaking demands. Damn. Hold up. I know that you know that I am the shit. I know that you know Jacuzzi legit. You know my life is a movie. And I know that you wanna fit in my script. You know I've been on the road. So what is the word up on road? Even though I am away, don't break the code. Cause I know what you know. I know what you about. I know what you like. I know that you down. I know that you might. I know what you know. I know what you see. You know what I got. I know what you need. I know. This 1-9, me and 2-Tings had a threesome. They were all for it. I'm top 5 in the 6-side. Ask anybody, they all know it. I never trip, I never slip. I spit game, they fall for it. Koozie had to raise a bar on him. Had to cut the shit like a lawnmower. Never start crossing my mind. I see potential in baby, I love till I'm blind. Leave all your exes behind. Love with no limits, no crossing no lines.
Love with no limits, no crossing no lines.
Promise me you never tell me a lie.
Promise me you never tell me a lie.
Promise me you never tell me goodbye. I know what you about. I know what you like. I know that you down. I know that you might. I know what you know. I know what you see. You know what I got. But I know what you need.
I know. Girl, I love the way you work. I've never been in love. But you can be my first. Be my work, girl, I love the way you work. I've never been in love, but you can be my first. Be my
I know what you about. I know what you like. I know that you down. I know that you might. I know what you know. I know what you see. You know what I got, but I know what you need. I know. I know what you about. I know what you like. I know that you down. I know that you might. I know what you know. I know what you see. You know what I got. But I know what you need. I know.
Hi there, are you tired of listening to the same music day in and day out and want to try something a little different? Well then, how about listening to Asian music? Now, I don't mean it like
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Nor like
She bangs, she bangs. Oh baby, but she moves, she moves.
I'm talking about a little more like and a little more like and also a little more like and definitely something like so tune in to Asian Wave 101, playing you the best of Chinese and Korean pop, Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah, we back, we back. This is Soul Sandwich right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in. If you're on the car and you've been listening to some cool jams, provided by Ola this time. What were the two tracks that we heard back to back?
Well,
Drake reference. Get that out
of
system.
I'm sorry.
Just get it out of your system.
Okay, so we had Wintergatten. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, what's cool about them, yo, because you showed us a video and what describe to the people why they should go check them out.
Well, so Wintergatten is a Swedish folk music, electronic music band. It's kind of like a weird melt called Folktronica. And from all the music I've heard and all the videos I've seen, they actually create the machines that they use, kind of like a Rube Goldberg-esque kind of machine that basically makes the music. It has like a guitar attached to it. It has like a xylophone attached to it. And I think the latest music was called Marble Machine. And they just poured marbles into the machine and it made the entire like music. So it takes a lot of a large amount of skill.
Those crazy Swedes, man.
I mean, they do everything better than the rest of us, right?
So I mean, not only do they make intensely cheap and affordable furniture, but now machines that can take.
Those are the Swedes. Those are definitely the Swedes. They gave us Stieg Larsson That weird movie, what was it called? The girl with the dragon statue.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a weird movie. It was just like very, very
dark.
Graphic.
That was a dark movie.
It was fucking dark as shit, man. Holy shit.
But anyways, Wintergatten.
Yeah, you
cool
can check
band.
All their other songs. Star Machine, 2000.
Definitely worth watching their music videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to see how these intricate machines work.
Actually, if anything, I would say that you should watch your music videos more than you should listen to the music. I mean, no, actually, that's like a condemnation of their music. No, their music is great.
Yeah.
Just like their videos are just fun to watch.
Well, I mean, now if people were listening, they just got to hear it. But yeah, when they get to see it, they'll be even more blessed.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word. They're kind of like OK Go in the sense of like over the top.
Crazy cool music videos,
exactly.
For sure. But not just that. It ain't no gimmick.
Yeah.
Jazz Cartier, though. Local.
But he's Toronto, Ontario. Yeah, national, he's like, making us proud. I don't remember all the songs he's produced, but he's been on quite a few. He had his album called Marauding in Paradise, I guess, and the name of the latest album was called Hotel Paranoia, which released 3rd of February 2016.
Ooh,
and
so fresh.
Yeah, fresh off the fresh out of the pan or the. What's it called?
I don't know.
I don't know. But he also
just no metaphor
the,
there.
The art fresh out the oven,
fresh
man. Fresh out
the
oven. No,
oh,
yeah,
man.
That's what. What? No.
Nah, we ain't talking about media.
Okay, but basically one of the artists that Kate Renato was involved with in Bus Ride.
Oh.
He's also one of his the guys that he's affiliated with as well. So River Tiber. So basically, they're all in the kind of like in the same.
Circle
right. Scene, everybody makes music with each other, so
great.
Totally check him out. Rachel had more music coming up.
So we're gonna end with a back-to-back. Rachel and I both have tracks to share. Rachel, you go first.
Okay.
What's the track you're sharing with us to close the show?
We've been playing a lot of hip-hop tonight and R&B type deal. So I got an indie track for you called Time. It's by Bazia Bulat off her new album.
Weird thing actually happened because we actually both put
music
Bazia
telepathy
Bulat in our
there's been some
playlist.
Music telepathy going on tonight, yeah.
I think we have.
I like that term, by the way. Is that something you made up?
Yes, I think so.
All right.
Trademark, guys. Trademark.
TM.
TM.
Got to copyright that shit, man.
TM, yeah. So we got, the song Time off her new album, Good Advice.
Is it kind of folksy? What kind of sound are we expecting with this?
You know what?
I'll let you know.
In her bio, she says that she's, she's an upcoming indie artist, but I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it's got, it's got an indie vibe, but there's something else to it.
Sounds a lot like if you've heard the chick that sang Dorian. I can't remember her name. Agnes Obey. Mm. Yeah, she's something like that, and I know Bazia Bulat was actually featured on Exclaim. Was it Exclaim or Megaphone?
Nice.
One of those music magazines,
local music magazines in Vancouver. So she's up and coming, rising, and I think she's gonna make waves, in the indie scene.
Sweet.
I don't know how the indie scene is.
I have a track that relates that, and it'll be coming up right after Bazia Bulat.
Can you tell us about that track though?
Let me just clear. Gotta clear that throat right on the air. Let me bring it. No, for real though, like French kiwi juice, FKJ. That's what I got. I got some fresh French juice.
Is he from Australia or New Zealand?
Yeah, man. His name is French kiwi juice.
Yeah, that's, I got some juice to go with these. He's from Australia.
No, he's actually from Paris, France. Yeah, and he is coming. He's going to be here on Sunday night. I'm so excited. He's a crazy cool DJ. He is able to play multiple instruments and do live DJ mixing. So he's fucking awesome. And on top of that, he has a very disco-inspired sound to his music. And you will dig it. So Leon Havas is... Leon La Havas, I think?
Yeah, Leon La Havas.
She's an indie artist, so he remixes... this beautiful woman and her beautiful voice into a funky, dancey song. So let's hit it back to back with two tracks to close off Soul Sandwich. Thank you for joining us. But stay tuned for... What's up next?
The first
all
song
ears. Was All Ears,
right?
All
Ears.
Yeah, sometimes it changes up, but this time it is indeed All Ears.
It doesn't actually change up. It's the show's voice.
I don't know. Okay. Sometimes we've had fill-ins before.
We've actually had fill-ins, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's play the music.
True.
Let's just play the music. Enjoy, folks.
We're just going to leave.
Too far away to be sure of these little words I'm sending up. Even though I want to, should I be cruel? Safer than kindness, the way I found you, I don't fall out of line. But I some time.